Many educational platforms have been created, from very simple to very advanced. Depending on the user's requirements, one of such platforms for the youngest is the BBC Microbit in various versions, based on the Nordic NRF51822 microcontroller with the ARM Cortex-M0 core. For this board, many additional base modules have been created to connect external circuits / peripherals. Elecfreaks has designed and launched a similar educational module called PicoEd V2, based on the RP2040 controller from Raspberry. PicoEd has been equipped with a wavy connector identical to the Microbit, which gives compatibility with most Microbit base modules. It is true that PicoEd has a little less peripherals on board, but it makes up for these shortcomings with a more powerful and dual-core RP2040 controller. So let's take a look at what we have on board PicoEd V2. As you can see, this is a slightly more complex board than the module I described earlier, Raspberry Pi Pico RP2040. What has been put at our disposal? RP2040, 2 MB flash memory, 25Q16 JWXIQ. USB connector, power or programming. Battery connector. 2 programmable user buttons. Buzzer, GP3. LED, GP25. ES31FL3731, LED matrix driver, controlling 119 LEDs. 25-pin wavy edge connector, for compatibility with most Microbit accessories. Power supply, USB port, or 2 AAA batteries, fingers. An interesting chip used by Elecfreaks is the LED matrix driver. It allows you to control 144 LEDs via the I2C bus. Interestingly, it also allows you to adjust the brightness independently for each of the LEDs. In addition, it has been equipped with an analog audio input. The use of the wavy connector makes it a bit more complicated to start playing with the module, but a USB connector is enough to start. Since the heart of the module is the RP2040, we basically have the same possibilities in terms of programming. We can do it in the Arduino or Python environment and even Microblocks. For more advanced projects, however, it is worth getting a prototype module with a wavy connector, e.g., or for example, as in the picture below. This one, after soldering the pin connector, will allow you to use a typical breadboard. As I mentioned, the manufacturer ensures that the edge connector is compatible with most Microbit base boards. Here, before connecting, it is worth checking whether the board has the appropriate connections. We can do it based on the description below. Elecfreaks has also prepared a lot of help to help you start working with the module. You can find it at this address. So let's see how it works. Download the latest version of CircuitPython from. After pressing and holding the boot cell button and connecting to the computer, the PicoEd reports itself as a flash drive. Copy the downloaded CircuitPython file with the .uf2 extension to the root directory of this disk. The module will restart and report itself as a Python device. Now we can install and configure the editor designed for beginners, i.e. Fonny. We download it from the home page in the version we need for our operating system. Then we configure it to work with PicoEd. Click Tools, Options, and Bookmark Interpreter. We choose from the top list, MicroPython RP2040, and from the bottom, or if we know the port number, we enter it. With the editor prepared in this way, we close it, connect our module, and restart Fonny. The editor should detect it. In the upper left corner, we see local files, below the files on our module. In the window shell, we see the console and above the main editor window. To tell you the truth, already during the tests of RPi Pico, I was playing around with modules interchangeably, and I accidentally deleted the libraries from the lib folder that were preloaded into the PicoEd's memory. I was most interested in the operation of the LED matrix driver. After a short search, I found the website. After downloading the missing library for the driver, which I deleted earlier, allowed, and a slight modification of the code from the above page, I got the following effect. a surefire